Мир вам, братья и сестры. Слава Богу. I am Micah Hozin. I'm from a Malakan Prigonie background, but our group's been here for about 100 years, so we're really Americanized. But I wanted to offer you something meeting some of the youth here. I only have 5 minutes, so I'll try to talk quickly. I'd like to read from Jeremiah, the 6th chapter of Jeremiah, think about where we live. Think about America, the 13th verse. He says, "For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, every one of them is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. Where they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord." This is a picture of the majority of the American church today. And I bring this up because when the Lord had called me out of the group that we were in, and when I had come out of the Malakan group, this old traditional group, I went to what I could find in the American church, and I felt like I swung from somewhere over here off to this other side. And a lot of you youth are in a very important transition right now. You're coming from, many of you were born somewhere else and moved to America. Some of you have been born here and raised by parents from another country. And the draw of the world is so powerful. And there's no country, I believe, more worldly, Mutuskoy, than America. And it has a draw because America would claim to have been founded on Christian principles and be as though a Christian nation. And I think the president spoke the truth recently when he said America is no longer a Christian nation. That's another topic, whether or not America is a Christian nation. But this country does not represent the kingdom of God. And that's a warning because there's going to be a draw to that. Some of you are going to look to your parents and say, well, that's the old way. This is the new way, the modern way. Uncle Vinyamin shared earlier of that culture. He says you can look to 50 years ago. Okay, maybe it was a little better. 100 years ago, maybe it was a little better. We can't look to the world for the culture. We must look to the Lord and look to His Word. If the Bible says, greet your brother with a holy kiss, and America looks at you weird, you greet your brother with a holy kiss. If the Bible says, whatever the Bible says to do, if Jesus says you love your enemy, and the world says you kill your enemy, you obey Jesus. Don't look to the world for your culture or for your teachings or for the lifestyle or for your fashions. The ideal society is this. I want to read here in verses 16. He says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths." Putziach drevnich, he says, ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Так говорит Господь, остановитесь на путях ваших и рассмотрите, и распростите о путях древних, где путь добрый, и идите по нему, и найдете покой душам вашим. Those old paths, the ideal culture for the kingdom of God is to start here. Don't look back 50 years. Don't look back. Look back to Jesus Christos. Look back to Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God, the early church, the first couple hundred years when the church was fresh and was new. And that's what we're being conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. So don't look to the modern church. Don't look back a couple years. Start here and move to Christ. Спасибо, Господь.